In our Lord Jesus Christ, I have an encouragement before we pray together. And please turn to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 8. Now he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God and did not respect men. And there was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me a legal protection from my opponent. And for a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow brought me, and I will give her legal protection, the least by continually coming she wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. And now shall not God bring about justice for his elect, who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? Verse 8. I tell you that he will bring about justice for them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And this is Jesus bring this parable to ask us to learn the importance of our prayer. Using as this parable, I think as a widow, as a lady, the quite desperate situation, I'm sure. Ancient time, the widow's life is considered as despised from the people. Do not treat as important. But yet there is some people kind of against her. So she's kind of a way into the corner. So she asks the judge to help her. But we find out this judge is not the kind of diligent judge. This judge is not the spirit that is willing to help others right away. But this widow continued to ask for help. So later on, the judge think that if I do not help her, maybe she constantly coming to me and then bothering me, then I make me tired, she wear me out, as verse 5 says. So, verse 6, and the Lord says, hear what the unrighteous judge said. And surely this judge will help her to protect her legally. And this parable, I'm sure because we heard over and over again, then we, as a Christian, so we are children of God, especially we are getting close to the end time. Many times we have heard these messages. I hope that we can truly, this kind of opportunity, as a great chance that we can come to the Lord, we truly pray to God that you and I that have a wish to can come true. Here, this message give us the message is that our Lord Jesus Christ always listen to our prayer. Sometimes our prayer can one time and two times, and then we think that maybe God doesn't listen to us. Maybe three times, four times, maybe God doesn't listen to us. But surely, our Lord Jesus Christ constantly listening our prayer until reach up to enough to move him. Our prayer is enough to motivate him to answer for our request. I using the story in the book of 1 Samuel that the Hannah's prayer for ancient time of there's a woman's life. Even she has a husband, yet she doesn't have any child. So it really desperately bother her. Even though husband loves her so much, even when they go to every year they go to temple and offering the offer, then later on give it to Hannah as a double portions compared to other wives. Yet this kind of arrangements doesn't satisfy her. She need have a child. So she come to God and she pray to God. She really pray with her heart to pray. So God listened to her prayer, and she get the son, the Samuel. Later, this Samuel to grow up to be the great judges and a great priest of the nations. So asking for God is always worthy enough. We have a few more days to go this our CYC. Hope that our crying is continuing until God listen to our prayer, so we can continue to pray to God. Once we go into the holy place, the most important thing is the golden incense. Every day, the priests have to check. There is an incense. The aroma continues to come out to reach to God. So we have to continue to pray. Sometimes the condition, sometimes a situation is not allowed to us. Even when you go back to your life, to college, and a lot of distractions maybe, a lot of things considered as our priority. But we always put our prayer as our priority in our Christian life so that we can overcome all kind of temptation out there. Even we can overcome our own weakness. We know the flesh is really weak. And we have to ask ourselves why we have to pray to God. Because we are weak. If we are strong, if we are perfect, we don't have to pray to God. But because we are weak, we need a prayer. Sometimes we don't like to pray, but actually, that's the best time. That's the need of our prayer. So let us always remember our prayer, importance of prayer. In verse 8 here, Jesus mentioned that, however, when the Son of Man comes, will he find a faith on the earth? Then when I read this passage, verse 8, faith, the equally our prayer. If our prayer is strong enough, our prayer is desperate enough, our prayer is truly trusting God, our prayer is enough to reach to God, then this is our faith to be. We find out the Acts chapter 10 story about Cornelius. He is the man of God actually turned out to be. We find out his arms and his prayer reach up to God even before he baptized, even before he received the Holy Spirit. Then I look at my faith, really embarrassed compared to this Cornelius. I may not even reach this man's faith. Hope that 2014, so we're getting close to us. Just a few more days to go. By this chance, this spiritual convocation makes a turning point to us to grow our faith, strengthening our faith. So with our true faith, and without true prayer, then this is our one of the goal to be for all of you and also for me, so that we can strengthen in our faith, and also our church can be strong in this way, and also God listen to our prayer. I'm sure that our True Jesus Church will continue to prosper, because all of you become our precious column of the church to be. In order to reach to our prayer, in order to be answered by prayer, there are several things we have to think about it. And if you look at the John chapter 15, Jesus mentioned about that we have to connect with the Lord, connect with our Lord Jesus Christ, and we abide in the Lord. Listen to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So one of our attitudes is, of course, because maybe you're smart enough, and maybe you're able to handle your life. You think you can do many things, maybe. I think your age is one of the most physically capable ages. And also, it is a blessing that most of all our teachers, youth, they're very smart. It is a blessing of God. Yet, everything has not come from us. It's come from God. Our intellectual capability, our blessing that we can study in the college, and your life is success, everything is not based on our hand. It's not because I'm great. It's not because I'm smart. Everything has come from God. So we have to be connected with God. We have to connect it. Connection is always we acknowledge Him in our path. Never ourselves to rely on our understanding. But we acknowledge Him in our life. So in our prayer, we never pray about how great we are. Just like, the Pharisees. This man built up his faith by his own righteousness. But here, John chapter 15 here, how we can connect with him, that means we acknowledge him, we trust him always, so that he lead our life. He help us so that we can do everything. So the verse 5, Jesus says, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Maybe some of you, your college life away from the church, maybe from distant, remote area. But once we have this kind of attitude, always in daily life, and we can connecting with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sure God continue to bless you in your way and guide your way. Verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch, and dried up, and they gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Here Jesus warning us, if we do not abide in him, which means if we do not connect with our Lord Jesus Christ, then he is thrown away as a branch. That means our faith can wither. Our faith is getting weaker. And then end up to we can jeopardize in our faith. So we have to be always be aware. Wherever you are, wherever I am, we have to connect with God. Only way is that indicator that we're connecting with God is to checking our faith. Test your faith. How we can test our faith? Our prayer of spirit. Whether in our desire have a connection with God, with a prayer. I want to communicate with God. So we can ask ourselves, we can ask our conscience, truly, we have this desire. When you later, when you find out that your lover, hopefully it's not too early, but when the time comes, you can tell distance doesn't matter. You always want to call your lover. You always want to communicate with your lover because desire is there, because connection is there. Because love makes the distance shorter, even close enough to face-to-face. So geographically, it doesn't matter. So. Same thing to God. Hope that you and I, God is within us. God is within our heart, truly in our prayer. And this much closer, this much we can closely connect with God so that our prayer can be listened. Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. Now, chapter 15, 7, after that, and then after verse 6, Jesus says, if we abide in him and then his word abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it shall be done for you. So Jesus, he give us the condition is if we abide in him, how we can abide in him, and through the word of God abide in us, and then we can ask whatever we wish, then it shall be done for you. In connecting with Luke chapter 18, the parable on prayer, if we constantly ask God what we need from our life, with the word of God, with our true prayer, then God listens to our prayer, and God will guide us and bless us. I'm sure because you and I, we have some wish that will really come true to in your life, I'm sure. But if this wish is not by our flesh desire, then God truly listens to our prayer, end up to answer for our prayer. The second point I find out, John chapter 15, when we abide in him, when he abide in us, within his commandments. Keep the commandment is one of our indicators. Your life and my life will find out how much I desire to keep the commandment of God. Yeah, maybe because this whole week here in the CYC, maybe we all within the same way of you know, daily life. So we sit down, we listen to the word of God, we pray time, everybody here, we pray together. But once we go home, we can think about 2013 in our life. Truly, we have a desire to keep the commandment of God. So here, Jesus mentioned how we can abide in his love, the way to keep the commandment of God. And so I hope that you and I, we can truly commit ourselves. We can within in the commandment of God. So that I ask God, that God listen to our prayer in that way. One more time, John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 10. From verse 9 is better. Verse 9. Just as the Father has loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abiding in his love. This thing that I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be made full. And Jesus is one thing, is give us assurance that if we abide in his love, then his joy be in us. Joy is our strength. Because joy is not come from man. It's not come from our flesh desire. Joy is come from above. I hope that our prayer life is enough to stay in him and his commandment. So that coming of another year, 2014, make your healthy way Christian life. So continue also build up your faith with the true faith and true love. so that we can glorify the name of God. So now we can come forward, we can pray together, we can ask God to help us, especially with fullness of the Holy Spirit, ask God to give us a strength in our faith so we can persuade, continue to motivate ourselves, draw near to God. Let's come forward, pray together.